The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase Item of the Week. It's the dog days of summer, so go to BubbleGenius.com for their Happy Fluff Pup Wash Soap. It's soap for your dog, and frankly, I've actually used it on myself, too. Specially formulated for a very sensitive puppy, this soap's got essential oils that act as natural flea repellents and skin conditioners, plus colloidal oatmeal and shea butter to help alleviate itchy skin and to condition the coat. The raised paw bumps on the soap can also act as a bit of a massage bar. Only $6 at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's BOBANDCHEZ, you'll get 15% off your entire order, only at BubbleGenius.com. And now let the cartoons begin.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Boy, these conservatives are really something, aren't they? They're all in favor of the unborn. They will do anything for the unborn. But once you're born, you're on your own. Pro-life conservatives are obsessed with a fetus from conception to 9 months. After that, they don't want to know about you. They don't want to hear from you. No, nothing. No neonatal care, no daycare, no Head Start, no school lunch, no food stamps, no welfare, no nothing. If you're pre-born, you're fine. If you're preschool, you're f***ed. Pro-life. These people aren't pro-life. They're killing doctors. What kind of pro-life is that? What, they'll do anything they can to save a fetus, but if it grows up to be a doctor, they just might have to kill it? They're not pro-life. You know what they are? They're anti-woman. Simple as it gets. Anti-woman. They don't like them. They don't like women.
The best music on the best station.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
It is Thursday, June 30, 2016, and this is the Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com. I'm Bob Seska, that is Chez Pazienza sitting right over there.
It is the c*** Rex and Chez Show. Those Bernie people, man, are they clever.
Still going.
So clever.
They're still going.
I liked what Imani said yesterday on Facebook. She said, she's like, it's like people still debating Belle Biv DeVoe. Just who cares? It's over. Come on. Who still does that?
That's right. I got attacked by a troll yesterday who listened to the Stephanie Miller show, in which I said that Bernie Sanders likes to be a spoiler. Which he does. It's objective fact. He likes to do those sorts of things. That's why for most of his career in the Congress, he was an independent, not one of the major two parties.
Ralph Hader.
One of many examples of why. But as a result, the troll referred to me as Rex.
I like that. I would wear that like a badge of
Our Patreon people are the only people who are going to get that. I'm going to have to bleep it for everything else. For everyone else, yeah. Oh, hey, by the way, we're brought to you by BubbleGenius.com. It's the best soap in the world. Buy lots of soap from Bubble Genius. We're also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. Get free legal advice at thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez. Just click the link on the podcast page. Holy crap, it's early again. We're recording the show. It's 12 minutes after 7. 48 minutes too late, everybody. morning
we
radio.
We need to do traffic.
Holy crap, yes. Oh, we need to get someone to do a traffic report. We're going to be doing these shows earlier and earlier now. Because you've got this new gig.
Yeah.
Until
the season's up, we'll probably be going a little bit early.
Right. So no one panics. This gig that you're doing is on top of your other gigs. It's not.
Yes, it is. Obviously. I will never stop working. This week has just been insane. I have not stopped for a minute.
Well, it's good news because you're not going to have to worry about doing the show for a very short period of time, because Tuesday will be our last show before our summer break. So we're going to take We're going to take, I think, basically what amounts to the 7th through the 19th. I mean, our first show back will be the 19th of July. Then that week is going to be a huge week because, among other things, there's going to be the Republican National Convention that week. And we sell
otherwise known as the burning of Cleveland.
That's exactly right. Plus, we celebrate our 5-year anniversary of doing this show together.
Awesome.
5 years. It was going well. Geez, by the sound of that show, sounds like I've only been doing the show for 5 months together.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's been five. It's been 5 years, and this is what you get.
Okay. We've really come a long way, haven't we?
That's right. It just gets more professional as we go on year by year. All right. So I guess one of the first news stories that I saw as I rolled out of bed, 5 minutes ago, was that there's an active shooter.
Oh, Jesus, really? I haven't even looked.
Yeah.
I, like, literally just got ready for work and then sat down here.
You know where the active shooter is? Obviously in a gun-free zone called Andrews Air Force Base.
Whoa.
Yeah, because all those active shooters, they always choose places where there are no firearms. You know, like an Air Force base.
Yep, there you go.
Joint Base
Andrews Air Base on lockdown amid active shooter report.
Yeah, and it's also an opportunity for me to be able to say the phrase Joint Base Andrews.
Cool.
Feeling really official. Joint Base Andrews, the Maryland home of Air Force One, was on lockdown Thursday morning after report of an active shooter, according to a tweet from the base's Twitter account shortly after 9 a.m. Is that really a reliable source? I guess
it probably is, but it can't help but be funny, like kind of tragic that that's where we are now.
Yeah.
You know, you have presidential candidates communicating via Twitter, and now you've got, hey, active shooter. Also, make sure and watch the new episode of The Mindy Project tonight.
That's right. Andrews Air Force Base, really into The Mindy Project. And you have to follow the Andrews Air Force Base website or Joint Base.
Hashtag with hashtags and emojis, like emojis of a gun.
You have to follow the Joint Base Andrews Twitter account and get all of your latest Mindy Project news. In a second tweet, officials said the incident was ongoing at the Malcolm Groh Medical Facility, where first responders were on the scene. All personnel were sheltered in place. The base was scheduled to conduct an active shooting drill. Oh, my God. It's a drill. They
you
were
know
scheduled.
What that means.
False flag, of course.
It is absolutely a false
flag. Yeah, jeez. Speaking of Alex Jones, in a little bit, we're going to be talking about Alex Jones's rant from yesterday, in which he suggested that Donald Trump is having, shall we say, sexual congress with goblins. But meanwhile, this has got false flag all over it. Just
it
as soon as I
well,
read,
they all do though. Every one of them are, don't you know? Haven't you figured this out yet?
Yeah, just funny, interesting, isn't it? How there's an active shooting drill right before an actual shooter situation.
We need to get Wolfgang Helbig out there. He's ready to go. And he'll point out the crisis actors for us. Dan Bedondi.
There's a meme going around that's just atrocious. I don't know if you've seen it on Facebook. But it shows there's a woman who the conspiracy theorists like Alex Jones have targeted as being a crisis actor.
Yeah.
And she's very clearly distraught. And obviously, this is someone who is related to first the Sandy Hook shooters or the victims at Sandy Hook and then also several other shootings. And they've assembled three women who look similarly into one meme and suggesting that they're all crisis actors and that if you see this woman, run for your life.
That's very clever.
That's the really tasteful conspiracy theory name, of course.
Yeah, it's very, very clever.
But, it's regarding Joint Base Andrews, which I'm going to start calling it Joint Base Andrews from now on. This is the sort of thing that conspiracy theorists love when they read about the shooting drills or the drills that, they always talk about the drills that took place evidently before the Boston Marathon bombing and so on. The thing is, though, it's Joint Base Andrews. Go figure. Do they do military-style drills at a military base?
Yep.
Military people drill all the time. So I'm just heading this off at the pass. I don't know for sure that Alex Jones and conspiracy theorists all over Twitter are going to be talking about the drill and making this into a false flag, but they're going to make it into a false flag. They're totally going to do that. That's always predictable. Meanwhile, I guess we've got to talk about the nothing, the big nothing burger of the Benghazi report issued by Trey Gowdy's subcommittee. Yeah. And specifically, the conspiracy theorists, this is going to be like a conspiracy theory themed show in a way. Conspiracy theorists are all pissed off at Trey Gowdy because they think he's sold out. It's like the same kind of people who are accusing Elizabeth Warren of being a sellout for endorsing Hillary Clinton. Similar kinds of people in the conspiracy theory world are saying that Trey Gowdy sold them down the river. I don't know why. There's no motivation for Trey Gowdy deliberately spiking this this report. But, I mean, what we know is that there's no new information in this report. As much as Trey Gowdy likes to think there is, I mean, you know, he's been saying that there's all kinds of new goodies in there, and there's not really anything particularly new. During a statement yesterday, he said, you didn't know any of the emails from, you didn't see any of those emails from Ambassador Stevens. You didn't see that. That's in our report. Just there's some emails from Chris Stevens. He said, you didn't know that a single U.S. military asset did not meet a single designated timeline? All of that is new. But, what they want, obviously, what the vultures want is they want Hillary served up on a silver platter, and that simply wasn't there. The whole thing. $7 million of your taxpayer money going to fund a report that basically said the same thing as every single Benghazi report so far.
Yep.
No problem with Hillary Clinton. And of course, you know, go figure, the Justice Department is going to find the same thing. And which means no indictments.
Of course not. H.A. Goodman will lose his mind.
I got it. It's stupid me. I mean, you know, look, I
did
just
you get, please don't tell me you got into an argument with H.A. Goodman.
Well, of course I did.
Oh my God, why? Of course I did. Just why even bother? All I do is mock him.
I know, but you remember that I sent you the video yesterday. I sent you a video, the H.A. Goodman's newest video, in which he still, you know, it's
which,
so
which,
funny.
By the way, they always begin the same. They always begin with him saying, if you want to see my latest clips from CNN and MSNBC and all these other networks that are stupid enough to put me on because I've turned being a wrong idiot into a f***ing career, click here.
That's right. Go over to, and he always says it like this, go over to hagoodman.com.
Yeah, there's somebody, like that. There's somebody who responded to my latest Bernie piece. And I swear to God, I don't want to write about Bernie. Yeah. I even said that. The very first line of the piece for Banter yesterday was like, why am I still talking about this asshole?
Yeah.
But somebody wrote in there, you know, one of the commenters was like, you know, I don't trust this. I trust real journalists like H.A. Goodman, which I just,
I'm like,
you know, I'm not insulted by that. I'm just not, because it shouldn't bother me that much. But in some weird way, it does kind of twist the knife just a little bit that this is where we are, that I put in 20 years in news, that I have Emmys and a golden mic and all that crap. And this idiot comes along and there are people out there who are like, oh, yeah, you know what? I trust him. Okay, dude, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who's trusting H.A. Goodman, who's knowingly misleading the public with his nonsense. Still, I don't know how this guy ended up getting published. I guess anyone will publish anything. Doesn't matter how utterly and completely wrong it is. But, you know, he released this video and he's going on and on about delegate math. It's like those Japanese soldiers on those islands in the Pacific not realizing World War II is over.
Right, yeah. I clicked on it for like a half a second, and I just saw that the one thing that I clicked was him saying, you know, she hasn't achieved the delegates yet, and I'm just like, dude, you are a moron. It's over. Just go do something decent with your time.
Yeah.
You know, go attempt to get laid.
That's right. So, and I think the whole gist of the latest video, and this is the one I was reacting to, was that Hillary Clinton is prepared to endorse Bernie Sanders as soon as she gets indicted and has to step down from being the nominee.
God, he's a lunatic.
So, I mean, I posted the video on YouTube like a big stupid idiot. Because I just get suckered in. I mean, I don't know. It's like some sort of weird addiction. I see a moron online. It doesn't matter whether they're H.A. Goodman or some egg with two followers. I just get, I need help. I need some sort of intervention. Because, I mean, he released this video in which he's talking about the same gibberish that he always talks about. And then I've got to jump in all serious. Like, he goes, I said on Twitter, there's an injustice in the fact H.A. Goodman author has 85,000 views on this obvious dung heap of gibberish. It's so serious. Stupid man with his views.
You know what, though? The only reason that I don't do that with him, I mean, I'll engage him once in a while just because it's fun. But yeah. The only reason I don't do that is that somebody did that to me a couple weeks ago where they you know, they kept tweeting out something that I'd written. Mm-hmm. And they kept saying, this person is an idiot, blah, blah, blah. And I just said, hey, pro tip. If there's something that, you know, you don't like that's online, do yourself a favor and ignore it instead of promoting it over and over and over again, you fucking idiot.
I know. And I step right into that every single time. So he responded to me. He said, you kidding? I have over 120,000 views on two other segments. Damn you, Seska. Strive for accuracy in your reporting.
But that's his problem. His problem is that he's one of those people who thinks, and this is such a common thing these days, he's one of those people who thinks that the popularity or the fact that there are, and really in the great scheme of things, 100,000 is nothing.
Right.
But he's, you know, that he's got this niche of people who read him because they need to have their biases, their preconceived biases confirmed.
Yeah.
And he thinks that because of that gives him some kind of credibility, and he doesn't give him dick. It gives him nothing. You know, Justin Bieber is one of the highest selling recording artists in the country, and the guy is terrible.
Yeah,
popularity means nothing.
Absolutely. I mean, the highest rate, some of the highest rated shows on television are just god effing awful.
Yeah,
and that's the case. Obviously.
And as a matter of fact, I could actually see H.A. Goodman as one of the roommates on The Big Bang Theory.
Totally. Have you seen the video? It was going around on Facebook for a while, and this because it was something that I wanted to play on the after party. Maybe I still will. There's a video going around of a scene from Big Bang Theory that it removes all of the laugh track.
Yes, I have, and it's hilarious.
It's
so creepy.
Yes, creepy and completely vindicating the fact that show is totally unfunny.
Yeah.
Totally unfunny.
I like that, and I like the other video from the show that has, it features some guy watching his TV, and the entire joke, like it's like a 30-second clip, the entire line is basically just the nerd on the show rattling off different references to nerd things like God. There's like Star Trek, Game of Thrones, all of it in one sentence. Yeah. And then the guy at the end of it, the guy watching TV, just yells, you didn't make a joke, you just said a bunch of things.
I know, that's the new comedy. It's just say references, get laughs.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then if you say it in an uncomfortable way and in an awkward way, then you get even more laughs. So if you say Kirk fought the Gorn in this particular episode and made a cannon out of, oh, this is uncomfortable, I'm the only nerd in the room, okay, I'm going to shut up now. That's like hilarious.
Yeah,
that's comedy. Insert laugh track here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to talk about Bernie Sanders just a little bit in the context of today's pollgasm. We're going to go over a few polls in a little bit here. And very specifically, the mistake that Bernie Sanders has made by going on too long and the consequences of it. I talked about it a little bit on Stephanie Miller yesterday. I wrote about it today for the Daily Banter. I think you touched on it a little bit for the Daily Banter, Chess.
No.
And so we're going to get into that in a little while. But first, we've got to talk about shaving razors and good thing that we're doing mornings now. We can remind people specifically to start shaving, all right? Harry's razors. Harry's. I love Harry's razor. I'm going to be using mine in just a little while, maybe right after the show. It may seem like there's no good choices in 2016. We either buy cheap disposable razors that shred our skin, give us razor burn, and all that gross crap, or we get someone to unlock a jewelry case so we can pay $30 for an 8-pack of blades. Well, this year, Americans are joining a revolution, saying no to insane prices and demanding an affordable shave that's in the top 1% of quality. Just like the big brands, Harry's uses German-engineered 5-blade flex cartridges complete with a lubricating strip to build a wall against nicks and scrapes. See where this is going? Free-thinking men and women like us are endorsing Harry's shaving products with the slogan, good shave, good price. I love Harry's razors. Like I said, I'm going to be using mine, and I can rest assured knowing there will be no razor burn this morning. Not on my watch. Your Harry's starter kits includes the Truman razor, some of those great blades, and Harry's great-smelling moisturizing shave cream for just $15. That's half of what you pay for just the blades from the other guys, because Harry's has its own blade factory and ships them straight to you with no middleman to drive the price up. But if you go to harrys.com and use our code BANDC, they'll knock an extra $5 off your first order. That's the razor, the blades, the shave cream, and more for just $10. Stop buying junk razors or paying too much for quality. Use the code BANDC when you check out harrys.com. That's HARRYS.com.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Colors on the street, red, white, and blue.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah.
I know, it's morning for me and Chez, and maybe not morning for you, but I'm going to say good morning anyway. Okay, continuing on with our Tuesday show. Tonight, you know, in my old age, in my addled brain, I forget if I actually mentioned that we're going to be, we're going to be taking off from the 7th through the 19th. The 7th through the 17th, technically, but then we're back on the 19th for the first show back. Okay, just the programming note there. All right, moving along here, let's talk about polls at this point, because the polling is looking pretty damn good if you're a Hillary Clinton supporter, and I think most of us listening to the show are. She's leading not only nationally, and we're going to get to those numbers here in just a second, but in the battleground states, which are obviously the most important ones. We're talking about Florida, we're talking about Iowa, Pennsylvania, Virginia. Thank you, Obama, for making North Carolina a battleground state.
Obama!
Right, which is absolutely outstanding. I love that North Carolina is now in play for the Democrats. And I think after this election, we're going to see more and more states like that. We're going to see Georgia. Texas is sort of on the horizon as being a state that's in play in the election. So, but here we go. This is Ballotpedia's battleground poll. The latest numbers from, I think it was just yesterday morning, 51-37. Hillary Clinton leads in Florida, 51-37 over Trump. 45-41 in Iowa, that's a little bit closer. 50%-33% in Michigan. It's 48-38 in North Carolina. 46-37 in Ohio. 49-35 in Pennsylvania. 45-38 in Virginia. Gee, this is all great news. Her leads, Hillary's leads held at nearly the same margins when Libertarian Party nominee Gary Johnson was included in the poll. Clinton led Trump 48-37 when all the states were factored together. With Johnson included, Clinton led Trump 44-34 with Johnson at 13%. I don't know if they included Jill Stein in there.
Oh, well.
I see memes going around referring to Jill Stein as Jill Nader.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the poll that came out today, the poll that dropped today, was the Fox News poll. And, shows Hillary up 6 points, according to Fox News. It's not as vast as the Reuters poll, which we're going to talk about in a second. But I'll accept this. A new Fox News poll was released last night showing Hillary with a big and growing lead over Donald Trump, which most polls have been showing for some time, despite a dissent or just at least one thing. I think there was a Quinnipiac poll or something that showed a closer race. But Fox News shows Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump 44-38. That's up from earlier in June, which was the numbers were 42-39. Back in May, Trump was actually leading in this poll 45-42. Now, this leads to a good point. Where is Hillary getting these extra numbers? Well, I think she's getting some extra points from Donald Trump actually being an idiot, which everyone's observing, a racist racist blurter of, trollish things. And there's a little bit of that. You can attribute a little bit of that to Hillary's improving fortunes. But the main thing is, and this is something I've been talking about a little bit on the show, but also privately, and which Jamel Bouye? Is that how you pronounce his last name?
I feel terrible for not being able to pronounce his, for probably not being able to pronounce his name correctly, but I think he's great.
Yeah, and I don't think I've ever seen him on television or his name spoken out loud, so that's why I'm just kind of guessing at the pronunciation of his name. But the fact of the matter is that he wrote a piece for Slate the other day that was like, oh my God, I should have written this, because I've actually been saying it. He's talking about how it's actually Bernie Sanders supporters who are climbing aboard Hillary Clinton's campaign now, that are improving Hillary Clinton's chances in the polls. And yeah, that's pretty obvious, I think. And it was only inevitable that eventually some Hillary Clinton people or some Bernie Sanders people would begin to see, you know, the realistic stakes on the horizon and do what they had to do. And that, of course, is one of the things that Jamel talked about in Slate. You know, I think it was something to the effect of only 19% of Bernie supporters have become Bernie or busters.
Right.
And it's actually dwindling because about.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's what I said before. They don't matter. They think they do. They still have this, you know, that thing that the Rex thing that you put up. I love the you know, that ends the way all of their little tirades end, which is, yeah, you know, nice way to win us over. It's like, you are really operating under the false assumption that we feel that you deserve or need to be won over. Yeah. You don't need to be won over. You're a fucking nobody.
Exactly. But it's, again, playing by an old game. This is the game. Well, you need to win us over. That's a game from 3 weeks ago. That's a game from a month ago. Not anymore. What's very clear now is that 81% of Sanders people have rallied over to Hillary Clinton's side. That is a numerical fact. That's surpassing 74% of Clinton supporters in 2008 who fell in behind Barack Obama. So even more Bernie Sanders people are going to Hillary than Hillary people went to Obama 8 years ago. That is significant. What does this do for Bernie Sanders? This strips him of his leverage. The guy waited around too long.
Of course he did.
And every day now that goes by that he delays without conceding and endorsing is another day in which he loses more leverage.
Right. But he does. And the funny thing is, his attitude is the exact same one. And this is why I don't like him anymore. His attitude is the exact same one as his supporters, which is, oh, you know what? No, you have to win me over. You have to win me and my supporters over. That's arrogance.
Yeah.
That's not politics.
Right.
That's just you being an arrogant that people need to come and kiss your ring.
By the way, did I say 19% are Bernie and busters? Bernie or busters? I don't even know how you say that. It's actually 8%.
Okay.
20% of Sanders supporters back in May said they would back Trump over Clinton in the general election. In June, that number's down to 8%.
Yeah.
So I did get that wrong. But it is, so it is, it's much lower. I mean, there's only basically only 8% of Bernie Sanders supporters are now just hardline Bernie or busters.
Yeah.
That's a big
deal.
He just
doesn't matter anymore. He just doesn't. He right. doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, the point is that he's supposed to retain as much leverage as he can in order to shoehorn in more progressive ideas into the party. And the way he could have done that is by conceding and endorsing. Then he could have gathered a coalition of other Democrats behind his legislation, one. But two, he could have said to Hillary Clinton, hey, look what I did. By conceding and endorsing and playing ball here, I brought all of my people to you. So in other words, Bernie Sanders could take credit for leading his people to Hillary Clinton.
That's what I wrote about yesterday. That's what Jamel said.
Yeah.
He said that had he done it earlier, he would have been in a position where he could say, all those people who came to you, I brought them to you. I did that.
And
he gets credit for it. But Bernie is incapable of playing ball. And that alone is an antithetical statement to what Bernie is all about, playing ball.
Yeah.
That's exactly the kind of phrase that would turn off the average Bernie or bust fan.
Right. And I think underestimating there's a lot of talk about how dominating the Clinton machine is. Oh, Bernie Sanders went up against the Clinton machine. But I think at the same time, there's an underestimating of what the Clinton machine is capable of doing. And what the Clinton machine was capable of doing over the past month or so was, in spite of Bernie's intransigence, whatever he's doing, this dilly-dallying routine he's going, he's got some sort of political calculus working here that is baffling to me, but to him and his supporters, it kind of makes sense. But in this period of time, what Hillary Clinton has been able to do is been able to say, well, I don't need to wait for her, for his people to come over to me. I don't know. Right. Why am I sitting around waiting and hoping that Bernie Sanders will anoint all of his people to come over to my side and help me out to defeat Donald Trump? So what she did is she went and found the votes anyway. Mm-hmm. Because that's what professional politicians do. That person's not going to come along. That person's going to sit over there and be a spoiler, the second place guy who's decided to not do what every second place person has done in the history of modern presidential elections.
Somebody made a really, really great point yesterday that they, I can't remember who it was, and I feel bad I can't give credit, but somebody said Hillary Clinton may wind up going down as the first presidential candidate in history who receives no concessions from her opponents.
That's right.
She won't get one from Sanders. She won't get one from Trump.
Yeah.
And it's you know, somebody pointed out, and I'm sorry, but you know, look, it's totally f-ing true.
Oh, of course.
It's like, it's, you know, it's lesser men not willing to give a, you know, give props and a shout out to the woman who beat them. I mean, right. I don't think it's quite as much from Sanders, but from Trump, that's absolutely what it's going to be.
I've got just by way of a brief preview here. This is what I wrote for The Banter magazine, which should be out today at some point, Thursday. I said, he continues to dilly-dally. Sanders continues to dilly-dally, occasionally popping up on TV to draw undesirable attention to his unnecessary stubbornness. By the way, his stubbornness is being joined by the sad desperation of an old man clinging to his faded late-in-life rock star status. When he's not on television or in the news in yet another irritatingly coy I'm not leaving appearance somewhere, he's relegated to yesterday's news. The world has moved on, leaving Bernie to inadvertently characterize himself as a has-been rather than a participant in the machinery that will both remake the party and crush Donald Trump. There's something especially heartbreaking, and not in a good way, about a rock star who stays too long at the show, thinking he's still a big deal, but who's laboring through his overplayed greatest hits rather than taking the vanguard, helping to lead the revolution he fought for as a serious candidate. Yeah. And that's exactly what it is. And you can go to Twitter and call me Penis Rex all you want.
Yeah. And meanwhile, we have serious issues. And I think that's the thing that bothers me most is like, that's why I wrote yesterday. I'm like, dude, just go, Bernie, go sit down. Because there are serious things confronting this country now, and we don't have time for this ridiculousness anymore. Speaking of which, I know everything involving Donald Trump, when you say the latest thing to happen to him, you have to sort of post-date that. Like, as of yesterday afternoon, the latest thing to happen to his campaign to make him look just like just a complete surreal incompetent.
Yeah.
Did you see the thing about him and his sons propositioning MPs?
Yeah.
In Europe for money, like a Nigerian scam?
Yep. And actually, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about that exact thing. Another bizarre story. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of the emails were funneled through the Draper Sterling account.
I agree, right.
Good God. Another break, back with more show after this. Okay, let's talk about supporting independent media. For only $1 a month, you can help finance the Bob and Chez show at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's 12 cents per show. Go now to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. And sign up for $1 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, or $15 a month, or whatever you can afford. If you sign up for $5 or more, you'll get special Patreon-only shows like our post-mortem wrap-up show, the Not Safe for Work after-party show, and commercial-free, unbleeped versions of the free Tuesday and Thursday shows. Most of all, you'll be supporting a totally independent podcast not affiliated with corporate media. And if we reach our $7,500 per month goal, we'll bring you new shows 5 days a week, Mondays through Fridays. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez, or click the Patreon link at bobseska.com. Let's do this thing.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go.
Obama!
Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
All right, the second half of today's show is brought to you by the bobseska.com Amazon link. If you shop at Amazon, enter the site using our link, just beneath the logo at bobseska.com, and we get a small commission from everything you buy. Costs you nothing and helps support the show. And thank you for stepping up and hitting our quota for this month in the bobseska.com Amazon link. I really, really appreciate that. I just noticed yesterday, this being the last day of the month, that we finally surpassed what I was hoping that we would get to for the the total Amazon money. By the way, I just want to make it perfectly clear. I can't see. I don't know who buys what. I can see the items that were purchased, but I don't know who. I have no information along those lines. So I don't get, like, if you go and you buy something really embarrassing, like, I don't know, just a lot of d**ks or something like that. The Amazon.com store. I can't see all of the varieties of d**ks that you purchased, nor can I see whether or not you bought a d**k in the first place. I can just see that people bought d**ks. That's all. And I don't know for a fact that people bought d**ks. I'm just assuming that some people will buy d**ks. I haven't checked the the numbers recently to see.
Okay. You okay there, Benandi?
All right. So getting back to this. Oh, yeah. I wanted to mention, too, Reuters, in addition to the ABC News Wall Street, ABC News Washington Post poll that we mentioned on Tuesday, Reuters has Hillary up by 11 points. But I just want to advise once again, don't get happy. It's my my old radio the thing I took away from radio. The few lessons I took away from learning from the Don and Mike show. Don't get happy. All right. Totally. So let's talk about Trump and this ridiculous story. It's another just stupid thing that underscores how the campaign is just a complete and utter clown show. Yeah. Yes, it is. Donald Trump with his clown hair. All right. This is so funny. Yesterday, Caitlin McNeil reported that Donald Trump had been bombarding MPs, members of parliament, from the United Kingdom with fundraising emails asking for money to fund his campaign against crooked Hillary. That's in quotes. Then last night, TPM reported that Trump and his sons have been upping the ante and sending emails to every member of the parliament of Iceland.
Amazing.
Also asking for money. Quote, I have no idea why he emailed me the letter, said MP. I'm not even going to try to pronounce guy's name.
He was in the Sugar Cubes with Bjork. I know that.
I know. This is like a Game of Thrones character. It's Gudlaugr Pordarson.
Yeah, no. He was. That was totally the drummer from the Sugar Cubes.
he's a member of the Independence Party. He said, this whole matter is very perplexing. The letter left me speechless, said MP Katrin.
Yeah, just don't.
Jacob's daughter. I got that right. Jacob's daughter. Daughter. I don't know. Head of the Left Green Party. If you're wondering if this is as bizarre as it sounds, yes, it totally is. Trump and his wastrel sons appear to be.
Wastrel sons, I love that. Wastrel's a word that needs to be used a lot more.
Oh, my God. You know it. I didn't know we were going to be talking about Donald Trump's sons today. Otherwise, I would have brought up my my Donald Trump's sons music. they're developing a new composite literary form, the hybrid campaign money ask / Nigerian email scam. They're basically going around soliciting. It appears as if they're going around soliciting foreign politicians to donate money to the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
And it's unclear at this point, isn't it, as to whether or not they actually came from the campaign or whether or not someone went around and just signed up a bunch of MPs from Canada and Iceland and so on for, you know, Trump's fundraising, you know, apparatus through his website. Said TPM confirmed that Trump and sons have also been sending emails to all the MPs in Australia and Denmark. TPM also confirmed reports that MPs in Canada also received them. Indeed, Labour MP Tim Watts of Australia tells TPM he's gotten a flood of emails from Trump's asking for money to defeat crooked Hillary. What on earth is going on here? Obviously, it is strictly against U.S. election laws to receive campaign contributions from foreign nationals. It's also against the law to solicit money from foreign nationals. Just absolutely, for some reason this screams. I know it's Donald Trump, and we shouldn't take anything for granted that this is probably Donald Trump. But for some reason, my first instinct was that someone got a bunch of emails, but they would have to have. They would have to have a lot of emails. They would have to do their research.
It's kind of amazing.
I mean, it seems like someone signed them up, like some prankster did it. But I don't know. This just seems like right in the wheelhouse of something stupid that the Trump campaign would do. You know,
regardless, it's just one more thing.
Exactly. in a long, long list of things. More things! Meanwhile, some jihadists are considering Donald Trump to be the perfect enemy. So the terrorists are hoping for a Donald Trump presidency. With bellicose foreign policy and his hostility to Muslims, Donald Trump has fashioned himself as a major threat to jihadist extremists, but they themselves see his posturing also as an opportunity, according to analysts who study their communications. In some quarters of the dark internet where supporters of the Islamic State and other extremist groups linger, the presumptive GOP nominee has emerged a rallying point of sorts. To them, he is the perfect enemy, as one Islamic State defector told a researcher interviewed by TPM. And they are using his posturing to advance their own agenda, according to another analyst. As Trump emerged as a presumptive GOP nominee, and specifically after he called for a ban on Muslims entering the United States, experts who monitor the activity of terror networks have raised concerns about a possible backlash driven by his rhetoric. Hillary Clinton herself said in a December Democratic debate that Trump was becoming ISIS's best recruiter. Comment viewed Absolutely. With general skepticism at the time and vehemently rebuffed by Trump himself. Yeah, and this is obviously the case. I mean, if you're talking in inflammatory ways about Islamic extremists, they're going to like that, because what that does is that gives them an excuse to do terrible things in retaliation for those things.
Sure.
What you're doing is you're deliberately instigating them, which I think is kind of part of what the Republicans do. I mean, it was the whole idea behind that video that touched off the protests in Benghazi. I mean, the video that was released, everyone thought, well, it was just a stupid internet video. But to those people, it was a terrible, terrible thing. And the reason the video was made was deliberately to troll them. So when they're successfully trolled, when they're effectively trolled, why are we surprised? We shouldn't be surprised. You know, you antagonize an enemy, and when they behave the way that it's intended, are we suddenly surprised?
Right.
When Donald Trump antagonizes Muslims, are we surprised when they use that as a recruitment tool, or they use that as an excuse to attack someone, you know, a suicide bomber somewhere? They should put, like, just write Trump's name on... Imagine brand. See, this is what happens when we do the show this early. I come up with things like Trump branded suicide bombers. we have the best suicide bombers.
They are my suicide bombers. You know, they're really fabulous. They're very 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 effective.
They're tremendous. We'll have so much suicide bombing, your head will fall off. Your stomach will explode. You know, because of the suicide vest. It'll be a tremendous, we'll have the most comfortable, beautiful suicide vests. They won't be bulky. They won't push your shirt out.
Right. Look at the design of these suicide vests. Look at the style.
In fact, it'll make you look like you've got some abs. You'll have a six-pack with my suicide vest, the Trump suicide. Jesus Christ.
That's the name of the show, the Trump suicide vest.
I know. All right, on that note, let's take one last break and come back with more show right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
This is the Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza, presented by BubbleGenius.com. How
can it be? Welcome back to Thursday's show. Our last show, ladies and gentlemen, after we get booted off the air for making light of suicide bombers. Right. Okay, it was like waking up to news like this. gun shop, a gun store, is raffling off an AR-15 rifle to benefit Orlando shooting
of
victims.
Of course they are.
This is someone just getting it all wrong. You're doing it wrong. In McHenry, Illinois, a suburban Chicago gun shop is raffling a semi-automatic weapon to benefit victims of the nightclub shooting in Orlando. Totally tasteful, this. Second Amendment Sports. Second Amendment Sports. Okay, now they're using, now they're actually using the Second Amendment in their branding. That's
because
what
why not?
Yeah, of course, because that's what it's there for. This is probably the most honest name of a gun store in all of the United States. Second Amendment Sports. Well, if they're going to use the Second Amendment as a selling point, then why not use it in the title and in their branding? Second Amendment Sports in McHenry, Illinois, is selling tickets for $5 to win an AR-15 rifle similar to the one gunman Omar Mateen used when he opened fire in a gay nightclub on June 12th, leaving 49 people dead, 53 injured. It was the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. Quote, we wanted to do something for the loss of lives and injuries that happened to people in Orlando, store owner Bert Erslinger Jr. told the Chicago Tribune. The store isn't making a political statement, owners said. Oh, sure. Quote, right. I understand that there are different opinions out there, said Vic Santi, store marketing director. Quote, we don't look at this as a gun issue. We look at this as a terrorism issue.
Of course they do.
But they're not making it political. Not at all. Store owners plan to announce the winner on July 31st when they open a new gun range and larger showroom. They're opening up a new showroom because there's not enough room for all the guns. This is insane that we just live in this world now.
Pretty
much. Where it's okay. Can you imagine after 9/11 if, like, hardware stores did big contest giveaways with box cutters?
Box cutters, yeah.
Yeah, box cutters. Okay, we're giving away this weekend, we're giving away box cutters and airline tickets. Special promotion. Hey, but it's not at all political. We're not making any statements about 9/11 or anything like that, or terrorism. No, not at all. But we're giving away box cutters. Jesus Christ. And we're getting, like, after the underpants ball, we're giving away underpants and sneakers. We're going to give away underpants with explosives in them. Thanks a lot, Fruit of the Loom.
Yeah.
All right. That's that. People just, gun people just still not getting it. Not getting it at all. But at least they're referring to their stores by the proper name, the Second Amendment store. Okay, now, I've been wanting to get to this since I first saw it the other day on Gawker. Alex Jones is worried about Donald Trump, and because Alex Jones is a supporter of Donald Trump. Alex Jones is now serving as almost like an on-air political advisor to Donald Trump. So Alex Jones is advising Donald Trump through his show about how to raise money, how to defeat Hillary Clinton, how to attack the globalists, how to turn young boys gay by poisoning their juice boxes. And, oh, he's also teaching Donald Trump how to steer tiny airplanes and helicopters, move tornadoes. Donald Trump, if Donald Trump becomes president, he's going to totally know how to move all those tornadoes all around with the tiny airplanes. But so Alex Jones went off on a rant, I don't know, sometime earlier this week, about how, I guess, Donald Trump is having some sort of sexual congress with goblins. This is the thing, goblins? I don't know. Here's Alex Jones.
So I never expected Trump charging into a goblin's nest to not get some goblin vomit and slop and blood on him. I just don't want to catch him in bed with a goblin. But if he's in there rolling around hacking him up and he's got a goblin guide, you know, taking him into the cave, I'm not expecting him to not get dirty.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going in there without a goblin guide. He's getting in bed and there's goblin vomit everywhere.
What an absolute idiot.
These goblins. I think what he's talking about wealthy financiers. He's talking about Donald Trump going to wealthy people, asking them for money, which is, you know, what politicians do. But Donald Trump isn't a real politician. He's an outsider. So he's not doing that. But I think Alex Jones is saying that maybe if he does it, he'll need a guide to guide him through all of the, I don't know, goblin. I think he's worried about
I don't know.
He's worried about goblin. If this is a different show, that would be the name of the show. Goblin. Right. Goblin. All right. Mm-hmm. Continuing on.
Especially up to his ankles. I don't want to see him kissing goblins, having political succubus with goblins.
Succubus.
I don't want to see him ingratiating goblins. And so what do we expect him to do? He runs for office for the first time ever, gets the nomination presumptively without spending outside money.
He said presumptively just to assuage the fears of A.J. Goodman, who's really concerned about whether or not we say presumptive.
I guess.
Don't you mean presumptive? You meant presumptive, didn't you? I've been getting that. You know, I've been getting that from people when I just generically refer to Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump as the nominee. Everyone just pops into my Twitter feed and goes, presumptive! Like, oh, Jesus, really? Whatever. We're doing that? It's a given. We know that. All right. So, yeah. So, Alex Jones worried about Donald Trump screwing him some goblins.
Yay.
All right. Before we wrap up the show, Trump and his advisors have been just hinting that Hillary Clinton is somehow responsible for the death of Chris Stevens, which is complete and utter nonsense. But, you know, that's what they're doing. So this guy, Michael Cohen, he's a legal counsel for Trump. Okay, gotcha. He tweeted out this meme the other day that showed, it's a picture of Hillary Clinton with her arms stretched out. She looks really happy. And says above, it says, in quotes, as if she said it, she said, it says, I presided over $6 billion lost at the State Department, sold uranium to the Russians through my faux charity, illegally deleted public records, and murdered an ambassador. Elect me. All right.
I can't even.
Trump's legal counsel tweeted this with the message, NBC Wall Street Journal poll has real Donald Trump beating crooked Hillary on honesty and national security. This picture says it all. And that's and this picture he's referring to is this meme, which is libel. And thank goodness Ashley Banfield called this out for what it is on CNN the other day.
Same. Let me do a complete about face here. Nima Malik, I want you to take a look at a tweet that just came out from Michael Cohen, who is one of the chief advisors for Donald Trump. He's worked within the Trump organization. He said this, the NBC Wall Street Journal poll has at real Donald Trump beating crooked Hillary on honesty and national security. This picture says it all. And if you read what the meme says, and I'll quote the meme here. I presided over $6 billion lost at the State Department, sold uranium to the Russians through my faux charity, illegally deleted public records, and murdered an ambassador. This show is called Legal View because we know a thing or two about the law, and Michael Cohen is a lawyer. That there is libel. Yeah. To suggest that a woman murdered an ambassador.
It's libel, not only because it's suggesting that she murdered someone, but it's also doing it in the context of a quote, as if they're directly quoting her, which is obviously she didn't say all this crap.
Right.
I mean, at what point do libel laws kick in? I mean, it seems to be as if this would be one of those cases where it absolutely does kick in. But then the catch 22 is you don't want Hillary Clinton running around suing people like Donald. That's Donald Trump's M.O. You know, Donald Trump, the nominee from the tort reform party, suing everybody. All right. So I guess we're going to talk about one last thing here. That guy, you know, the guy, the cop who pinned down that little girl at the stupid autoplay video. A Collin County grand jury decided not to indict former McKinney police officer who was seen on video throwing a teenage girl to the ground at a pool party last summer. We covered
That one. I remember that. Okay.
The decision to no bill Eric Casebolt ends the investigation into his handling of the pool party melee. Casebolt, who's white, was widely criticized for his treatment of the young black teenager. I mean, he's this little teeny tiny girl in a bikini. And this guy just throws her down and pins her down. He's got his knee like across her back. I mean, just horrendous behavior. And the fact that he wasn't indicted, just another insult, I think, to the African-American community.
Sure.
And just to people in general, to decent people everywhere. Seems to me as if this was an obvious indictable offense. It was all right there on video. There was no need for this cop to behave so brutally towards, I think the little girl was 12. Obviously, a young girl, preteen. No indictment. These things keep turning out just the way they should, right? No,
not at all.
Okay, the postmortem show is coming up next. sign up for it at patreon.com/BobAndChez. That's patreon.com/BobAndChez. And if you sign up at the $5 level, you get 2 postmortem shows every week. Plus, you get the, that's it. Plus, you get the free show at the website, but everyone gets that. Sign up at $10, you get the after party, which will be tomorrow. And 2 postmortem shows. Sign up at $15 a month, you get the postmortem shows, you get the after party. Plus, you get the unbleeped commercial-free versions of this show. You won't be able to hear the catchy first. For you to be able to hear what I'm saying right now, Rex, you have to go to Patreon or my Facebook page. All right, that's coming up next. We'll see you on the postmortem show. And if not, we'll see you on the after party on Friday, folks. Bye-bye.